Good morning. It is 7:44 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update here from State Representative Doug Blex, who joins us on the line. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Well, great. Everybody's sweating pretty bad this last few weeks. While I wish nothing on those Texans down there, usually when they get a big rainstorm, we usually get a little bit of benefits, but so far we haven't seen that.
Yeah, that is for sure. I know it is. It's definitely hard for folks to have to be outside, and I know that probably our livestock are a little bit tired of this heat as well.
Yeah, it is. My cows are, you know, I actually put out a little bit of hay here this week, and grass is pretty short right now.
That is right. Yeah, we may definitely be feeding a little more hay than folks are used to here. But we get started at the start of the month here, I know we always like to go over those revenue numbers. What are you seeing here from the latest revenue information, sir?
Well, it kind of blew the revenue blew it off the charts this month. The total revenue, which is combined sales and income and corporate tax. Was 11.5% above the estimate, and which is huge, and that's up almost 12% over August a year ago. So revenue is really holding well. Break that down a little bit. Individual income tax collections were 14.5% above the estimate, and that's almost 19% above August a year ago. And the combined sales and compensating use was 2.3% above and 4.5% a year ago. So we started our new fiscal year July 1, and revenue for those 2 months is already 10% above the estimate. So that's some really good news. The economy seems to be, even though inflation and cost of things are doing business and grocery store are certainly a lot higher. Seems like the revenue, at least for coming up into the next session, will be is holding very well.
Very good. So that is a good report there. And we, of course, always appreciate you bringing us up to speed with that here at the start of the month. We're speaking with Representative Doug Blex here on the Mighty 690. Sir, I know some property tax changes going on around the area. Wondering if you could get into some of that.
Well, kind of bring people, kind of summarize things that have happened over the last year that will take effect here in 2026. So when they file the new income tax returns next year, that some of the benefits. Number one, and property tax is such a huge issue with everybody, and we've seen that recently here with the meetings and even in Montgomery County about exceeding the revenue neutral and all that. But basically, some of the changes that we've done, and I just kind of want to highlight what has been done, that, the state of Kansas no longer collects that statewide property taxes to fund school education buildings and state building maintenance. That fund, that was a 1.5 mils, which wasn't a lot on your property taxes, but it does add up over time, and that fund won't go away. It will still provide that aid, but it'll just be provided out of the state general fund, which is a combination of state sales tax and income tax. And another highlight, the assessment cap, that 3% that tried to get passed this year failed. That did not make it on the ballot. So that was that locals can still increase that cap, as we've well seen around the area. So that did fail. But we did increase standard deduction, which is going to be really huge for a single person. That'll increase from about $3,600 to about $3,800, about a $200 increase in the standard deduction. So that actually reduces taxes. And if you're married filing jointly, it'll be about a $400, slightly over $400 increase in the standard deduction. So that is will be important. And actually, the state of Kansas or the legislators have actually saved about $2 billion, and we've reduced taxes about that much. And, of course, that's adding in the sales tax, elimination of sales tax on food. We kind of forget those things as we go to the grocery store. That's really huge as far as the tax savings to the individual. So tax savings at the state level are happening. We're just kind of now starting to see some impact of some of that, and that's certainly helpful. Now, we still have the local taxes, and we had a shift in Finney and Jackson and McPherson counties. They're able now to have a countywide sales tax. A lot of people don't understand that a city municipality can pretty well, due to the home rule, they can pretty well do what they want as far as raising taxes. They do not have to have approval from the legislature on most of their governing issues. However, the county being structured a little different and the way the statutes fall in, county officials, if they want to increase their countywide state or countywide sales tax, they have to bring that request to the legislature, state legislature, have a legislator introduce a bill that would basically say that the local county voters will have permission to vote to increase, which is kind of a cumbersome project. Takes up a lot of time. It's been estimated it takes about $40,000 in staff costs to introduce every bill, whether it passes or not. And I introduced actually a bill for Butler County this year, which is part of my district, to allow the Butler County residents to vote whether they want a countywide sales tax or not. And that passed handily in the House, and then it got over to the Senate, and there were several other counties involved with that also to give the voters permission. And due to some couple of legislators not really getting their way, they killed that bill in conference committee. So really, it's a time-saving thing. I still believe as much as possible in local control. And if the county, nobody likes taxes, but if the county voters want to increase their sales tax, certainly when I introduced the bill for Butler County, I said, well, I will carry the bill and introduce it. However, it must be solely dedicated for the reduction of property taxes, not funding economic development or infrastructure. It must say that, you know, you have to reduce property taxes. So I kind of think, you know, the fight between sales tax and property tax, which is better, is probably up for a lot of debate. So that basically, they'll have to come back again this next year. And then we had a sales tax exemption, which saves for certain disabled veterans. That will save some money and is a tax reduction. And there were some modifications for contributions for portable health care benefits for independent contractors and, sharing health sharing plans. So those are some of the tax benefits the actual legislatures have been getting done in the past year or so that will kind of come into play and impact, taxpayers down the road. We're already seeing those benefits, certainly at the grocery store, and we'll see a few more in this coming tax preparation year.
Very good. We're speaking with Representative Doug Blanks here on the Mighty 690. And yeah, I had no idea on that whole issue. You had to bring it up before the state and everything. So definitely does sound like a fairly cumbersome process. So I do appreciate you educating us, though, on that. And I know here in our final several minutes here, there are a few new, different cell phone prohibitions, kind of new rules in effect that I know you wanted to go over a little bit this morning.
Well, just trying to remind people, Senate Bill 366, requires you now, if you're not to use your cell phone in a school zone when the speed lights or the enforcement is on. So kind of remind people it's real easy to forget things. And you get a call or something, you're in a school zone, you got a flashing light that's down to 20 miles an hour or whatever, and you're now legally required to stay off of that. It's a hands-free type thing. And the same thing's true in a road construction zone if workers are present. You know, keep in mind, a lot of the companies put up signs, road construction, but unless workers are production, you can use your cell phone. But other than that, you must not use it. And we also passed in that same bill to allow certain colors of flashing lights and road construction zones, and the public will have to get educated on that. And also, Senate Bill 366 prohibits the obstructions of license plate, and that would include frames and borders around your license plate that may, where an officer may not be able to view your registration number or the state of the month. So those are kind of some mainly traffic issues that usually catch us all at some point or other. We kind of forget what's going on. These are new things. In most cases, there'll probably be a warning for a period of 6 months to a year, but there doesn't have to be a warning, so be conscious of that.
Very good. Well, it's a good reminder, sir. Anything else as we wrap up here today?
Well, Uniform Public Offense Code, which is kind of what we all have to go by, cities and counties and states, House Bill 2372 made it unlawful for anyone within 25 feet of a first responder to be with and interfere with their performance of their duty. So kind of reminder there that, and that's designed to protect not only the patient that person may be working with, as well as the first responder. Let them do their job. If they tell you to stay back, we don't need a crowd around somebody at an injury. So that bill does took effect on July 1. So if a first responder, EMS, fireman tells you to stay back, you better get back, because if you're not within 25 feet, you can be subject to a fine. And prostitution, buying the sexual relations, was removed from the Uniform Code of Public Offense Code, but it also didn't have to be in there because it's now it stands alone as a severity level 9 person felony. So those are a couple just a little highlights of things going on that probably won't affect most of us, but they are, you know, certainly the traffic has a lot of potential to catch up on us.
That's right. Well, sir, we appreciate it as always, and we will look forward to talking with you again next month.
Yeah, everybody have a good Labor Day. Enjoy the parades. Enjoy your time out, and try to stay cool. And God bless us all.
All right. Hey, thank you, sir, so much. That is Representative Doug Blex, who joins us on the line every first Friday at this time, and we'll have a couple more times with him before his term wraps up. On the way next, we have Open Line in just a little bit, 8:40. We'll have our chat with Skank Insurance next here on the Mighty 690. It is 73 degrees as we approach 8 o'clock.